In 2 days' going, they rode right up the long lake and passed out into the river running. And now they could all see the lonely mountain, towering grim and tall before them. At the end of the third day, some miles up the river, they drew into the western bank and disembarked. Here they were joined by the horses with other provisions and necessaries, and the ponies for their own use that had been sent to meet them.
We'll camp here for the night and begin our journey in the morning.
Will you stay with us tonight before returning to Lake Town?
Not so near the shadow of the mountain. Not, at any rate, until the songs have come true.
But the night is already drawing on.
We must return. Farewell! Farewell!
What a bleak and barren place!
Once it was green and fair.
It is the desolation of the dragon, and we have come at the waning of the year.
It was a weary journey. There was no laughter or song or sound of harps, and the pride and hopes which had stirred in their hearts at the singing of old songs by the lake died away to a plodding gloom. They were at the end of their journey, but as far as ever it seemed from the end of their quest. None of them had much spirit left. Now, strange to say, Mr. Baggins had more than the others. He would often borrow Thorin's map and gaze at it, pondering over the runes and the message of the moon letters Elrond had read. It was he that made the dwarves begin the dangerous search on the western slopes for the secret door. Day after day they toiled in parties searching for paths up the mountainside. Day after day they came back to their camp without success. But at last, unexpectedly, they found what they were seeking. Feely and Keely and the Hobbit came on what looked like rough steps going upwards. It was the entrance to the secret door.
Yes. This is the place where the secret door opens.
I don't see any sign of a door.
There's no keyhole.
The door is sealed by magic and will not open until the proper spell is found.
And what are you doing, Mr. Baggins?
You said sitting on the doorstep and thinking would be my job, not to mention getting inside. So I'm sitting and thinking.
Watching these huge snails here seems to be your job.
Tomorrow begins the last week of autumn.
Yeah, and winter comes after autumn.
Next year after that, and our beers will grow till they hang down the cliff to the valley. Unless something happens here. What is our burglar doing for us?
I'm beginning to think he might go through the front gate and spy things out a bit.
It's always me that has to get you out of your difficulties. What can I do? Leave me alone so I can think.
For days, Bilbo sat gazing at the stone wall, thinking. He had a queer feeling that he was waiting for something. All the dwarves were off in various places on the mountainside.
Perhaps the wizard will suddenly come back today. What's that? It's an enormous thrush, nearly coal black, knocking a snail against the stone.
Stand by the gray stone when the thrush knocks.
Stand by the gray stone when the thrush knocks. That's it! That's it! Thorin! Dwarves!
What in the deuce, Mr. Baggins? You'll have Smaug here with all that yelling.
What is it? What's happened?
That thrush is knocking against the stone wall with one of the huge snails.
Well, what of it?
Really, Mr. Baggins?
Don't you remember the moon letters on the map? Elrond read them. Stand by the gray stone when the thrush knocks, and the setting sun with the last light of Durin's day will shine upon the keyhole.
That's right. And this is Durin's day, the first day of the last moon of autumn.
But the sun's almost down now.
Watch.
Look. The sun's cast a gleam of light on the smooth rock.
A piece of rock has broken from the wall.
There's a hole in it.
The key. Try it now while there's still time.
A door 5 feet high and 3 broad was outlined, and slowly, without a sound, swung inwards. it seemed as if darkness flowed out like a vapor from the hole in the mountainside, and deep darkness in which nothing could be seen lay before their eyes, a yawning mouth leading in and out.